On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Wirecast Control, Followers, and the new Blackmagic Studio Camera. Hi everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the Church Tech Cast Q&A show. Unfortunately, I sometimes call it the Screencast show, but that's the Tuesday show. Today is the Friday show, which is all about your questions. So, you'll see in my lower third, right under my face here, all the contact information that you need. First off, if you forget any of what I'm about to tell you, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and you'll find all my contact information. I've put it all there just to make it easy. And you can leave your comment there. No problem! And go no further. But if you're more of a phone person, 1-877-763-3246, that's 1-877-POD-ECHO, is a good way to get in touch with me. If you're more of an email person, Paul, which is my name, at trinitydigitalmedia.com. So there you go. That should be fairly easy to remember. Let's say you think, well, Paul, you wrote the book on Twitter for churches, so don't you have a Twitter account? Yes, I do. Actually, I've got about five. But the one I use the most is Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. And you can absolutely go there and leave your message, ask me a question. In fact, three of the questions that I'm asking, that I'm answering today, I got on Twitter. So I'm a big fan of that as a medium. So before we proceed on, I do want to say today's show is generously provided for by viewers like you. Head over to patreon.com/PaulAllanCliff. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. .com/PaulAllanCliff, and you can support the show for as little as a dollar a month. If you want to take it up a notch, just skip a latte at Starbucks and give me that fiver, and that will help as well. Let's say that what you actually do for a living is you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're an investment banker, you're VC, I don't know. And you want to give $100 a month, $1,000 a month, that would make me very, very happy and make my wife think that I'm not wasting my time. So head over there, and that would be very, very much appreciated. Okay, so let's get started with our questions. We've got a few of them today, and I just want to speed through these and get them answered as quickly as possible. Marvin Cruz, as far as I know, he's the east most visitor to the website. He lives in the Philippines, which is a place that it holds a special place in my heart because a couple of my cousins were missionaries there when I was a kid. Now they've left the mission field and they're back in Ohio, but they'd always bring slides back in the 80s and talk about the people that they met there. So, his question is, hey Paul, want to ask how you made a USB joypad to work as a controller for Wirecast? Thanks. Okay, so let me see if I have enough. This is what I'm actually using to control Wirecast. And in fact, I've got this programmed, the start button. I've got the start button programmed to be my transition button, and I've got the number keys programmed for source selection, also these keys. So that you can still hear me, let's see here, it's from this perspective. So I'm going to transition over to the Patreon thing real quick and then bring it back. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this, and then my camera is this guy. So first I do this. Okay. Now I'm coming back. So that's how that works. I only have one camera aimed at me right now. Hopefully someday I'll change that. But that's what it does. Now the question is, how does it do it? I'm on a Macintosh, and there's a little piece of software called Joystick Mapper that's available in the App Store. I don't think that it was free. I think that it was a couple of dollars. But when I bought the $10 joystick, I think it was $10, on eBay, it's USB. It's a USB gamepad. When I bought the USB gamepad, which is made in China, when I bought the USB gamepad on eBay, I went ahead and I bought this software, and basically there are keyboard macros or keyboard shortcuts on your keyboard. So I have just programmed those keyboard shortcuts to these buttons. So it's really not all that hard. You just say, okay, for this button, you press the button and it says, okay, that's the start button. Or whatever. So, oh, here's a better way to demonstrate my lower third. So, my lower third will come in, and I press that button. Okay, now this button takes it out in preview, and now I press that button again, and it goes away. So, I have basically switcher-type controls using that. Yes. Wish I'd thought about that just a second ago. So I use Joystick Mapper to map it. I assume that there's probably something for Windows that does similar work. I just don't know that there is. So look for something that allows you to map keyboard shortcuts to a gamepad, and that'll do it. Next, Jay on Twitter says, asked me, any tips on getting more followers? Well, as you know, I have about 24,000 Twitter followers. Actually, I can check that real quick. Let me head over here, bring up a new page, and I'll tell you the exact number. Because I go to twittercounter.com, and it tells me the exact number of Twitter followers that I have, and my trends, where I've come from, where I'm going, guess of when I'll get to the next milestone, things like that. So I'm adding about 100 to 200 Twitter followers a day. So I'm actually, when I say I've got 24,000, that might actually be an outdated number. Let me see what this says. Let's see here. Probably needs to be updated. Let's click on update stats now. Yeah, I'm just shy of 25. No, I'm over 25. I'm at 25,832 followers. So I've got 25,832 followers. So that's why Jay asked, how do you get so many? Well, because I'm not famous, I don't have a national TV show or anything, here's what I do. I go to tweepy.com, T-W-E-E-P-I.com, and there's a follow users friends selection. So I find people that are kind of like me. Right now I'm following a guy who's another social media expert in Twitter. So I figure his people will like what I have to say. So I'm following all his followers. I do it about 750 at a time, but I wouldn't recommend that if you've got you know, if you've got 50 Twitter followers, don't do that many. Do like 100. So follow 100 people. Then the next day, those who do not follow you back, again, go to Tweepy. It will show you a list of those who don't follow you back. It's called Flush on Followers, I think. And you just go through that, and you just unfollow them. Now, it's a little boring to do, because you've got to click once for each time, but you don't have to move the mouse. You just click on the unfollow button, and then click, 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 and do that 20 times, and click on the next page, etc. Well, I have just developed a script for Sikuli Script. Sikuli Script, S-I-K-U-L-I, is a cross-platform automation tool that automates based on image. So basically, any website, you can say, hey, look for this and click on it. So I have a script that says, look for this, click on it. Click 19 more times, or in my case, because I've got the 40 count, which you can get by just tweeting about Tweepy. So I've got the 40 count choice selected. So I find the unfollow button, I click on it once, and then I say, now click that exact same spot 39 more times. And then when it gets done with that, I say, find the next page button and click on that. And then I have it repeat that until it's out of next page buttons. So that's how I unfollow them. So it takes about the same amount of time, but I don't have to be there. So it's like telling an assistant, hey, click on this a bunch of times. So that's how I'm unfollowing people. How I'm following people is, again, with Tweepy. And I've got a following script that I don't have working perfectly yet. That's with Sikuli Script. It's going to be a little more difficult to deal with, so I've got to tweak that a little bit more, because right now I need to run the script twice, and the second time it doesn't need to go all the way through. So that's not quite right. So that is how I find people, and also I use Manage Flitter, ManageFlitter, to unfollow people who, while they still follow me, they haven't tweeted in like 2 or 3 months. Doesn't help me to follow them. If they speak another language, I don't. So therefore, I just unfollow those people. You see what I do? It's not that I'm against other languages. It's just my ignorance that I don't speak those languages. So therefore, doesn't help me to follow them. So I go through and I clean up my list that way. So those are the tools that I use. Next, Beverly Kosiri on Twitter says, hey Paul, my goodness, church has gone tech as well? How long have you been doing this line of work? And she also asks in another tweet, so how exactly do you run your business? Sorry to be ignorant. Do you need to promote yourself, get yourself out there, so to speak? So, she was one of my new followers, and I forgot to send the announcement. Did that just now, though. Okay, so she asked about that, and so I guess I really ought to articulate from time to time what this is. The ChurchTechCast.com network is my idea of a live 24-hour streaming church tech network. So imagine Tech TV back in the early 2000s or Twit today. That's the idea that I have. Right now it's just me, so you only get like 15 minutes to a half an hour live every day because there's a lot of prep work and there's a lot of back-end work that I have to go through. I have to do all the promotion. I do everything. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer. But my dream is that eventually I would leave my house in the morning. I would go to a studio where I would do 3 or 4 shows because I wouldn't have to do any of the back-end post-production. I wouldn't have to do the setup. I would have other people that do that. And I would just do these shows. And anytime you had a question about church tech, you would know, oh, I know I can go to churchtechcast.com. That's my dream, and that's what I do. And absolutely, I need more people to follow me. So if you're watching this show, great ways that you can help. First, you can write a review in iTunes. If you're subscribed to the podcast version of this show or any of the other shows, which they're all podcasts except for the screencast show. I haven't gotten the video hosting down right in order to make that a video podcast yet. But the other four shows are podcasts, so you can subscribe to them in iTunes. So if you go to, let me just check my memory on this, I think it's trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. Let me check here. I know that writing a review, you go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews, all one word, and that will take you there. And you that will also, it has a list of all the shows that have iTunes links and direct links to iTunes. And I need iTunes reviews, especially 4- and 5-star reviews, to take advantage of some of the opportunities that I have in front of me, like Audible, for example, which I'd love to get you a free copy of my pastor's book, but I can't do it yet because my reviews, I don't have enough written reviews. So just a sentence is all I need. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews to leave a review. Also, trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe to subscribe to these shows. The subscription, free. Absolutely free. What I'm hoping to do is get donations from viewers like you, get advertisers, and sell my books and such. Do some speaking, do some consulting. That's my business model. So that's how I get paid. So it's absolutely something where I do need more people to watch. So please share this with a friend. Please share this with other people because I'm really trying to change eternity. Beverly is not someone who's in church, and so she doesn't realize that a lot of churches are doing tech things now. It should have been obvious from the beginning that that's what we were going to do, but it wasn't. So go on over and take a look at that. Okay, so I promised you a question on the Blackmagic camera. This is on churchmedia.net. ID 93, IDEE 93 asks, "Hey guys, I was just wondering if you guys have any wrong one. This is it. Yes. CLC Tech asks, "We are looking for an economical upgrade for our 12-year consumer-level SD3 camera system to an SDHD system, SDI-HD, actually it would be HD-SDI system, and the Blackmagic equipment looks very interesting, especially the studio camera at $2,000 plus lens and accessories. I like the oversized 10-inch monitor, 4-hour battery, built-in comlink, and a bunch of other features. I can't find any other HD-SDI cameras much under $5,000, which isn't going to happen. Probably going with the ATEM switcher and either a Declink card or an H.264 Pro Recorder box. Depends a lot on the cost of the lens or if I'm able to utilize my extra Canon T2i zoom lens with an adapter to fit the camera's Micro Four Third lens mount. Hate to spend money on a camcorder which has gear for recording when all I want to do is send a live signal to a switcher. Anyone else looking to go this direction?" I would love two or three of these, except I don't like that they chose the Micro Four Third lens format. I really wish that they'd gone with the M mount. And the CCU doesn't control things that don't have the Micro Four Thirds control. So if I go with an adapter for the M mount, the studio lens, which has a motorized zoom, a servo controlled zoom, a servo controlled iris control, and focus that I can do a manual focus, then I don't have my CCU control. So that's a problem. Now I can paint the camera still with the DaVinci Resolve version of the software that it comes with, but that's a bit of an issue for me. If they were to change that, that would make me happy. But there's still a bit of a problem because the chip, which I think is a CMOS chip, is the crop sensor chip, same as on my, reach over and get my T3i. So it's the same size as this guy. So I believe it's the same size. It might be actually a little smaller. I think the Micro Four Third chip is smaller now that I'm thinking about it. But that means that I would have to zoom in on my studio zoom lens. So that's a problem. If they swap out that chip and swap out the lens mount and make it to where I can control iris from the DaVinci Resolve with a studio lens, then this is a no-brainer camera for me. In its current configuration, it's got shortcomings. So I'm a little concerned about that. And finally, Cinnamon Green on the Church Tech community on Google Plus says, Church Video Techs, we need help getting the Sanctuary video feed to live stream. For example, for scripture side lyrics, announcement, video packets, etc. We are running Proclaim from Mac Mini main computer out to Sanctuary projectors via VGA. Our stream is being done via TriCaster Studio. I want to be able to switch the stream between our camera feed to the Sanctuary video signal. Any help would be greatly appreciated. So in talking to her, what she has is she has a VGA connector to RGB HB and doesn't know why it's not working. Well, even though the connections work with an RGB HB cable, the problem is that the signal is a VGA signal, and she needs a component signal coming in. They're both analog, true, but the color space is kind of, well, it's not the color space. The signal is just different. RGB HB, red, green, blue, horizontal, vertical. So the horizontal and vertical she has to leave out in order to get the red, green, and blue in there. So that's a bit of a problem. Whereas component only has three connections that includes the horizontal and vertical sync. So that's why these two are different on a surface level. So that's why it's not going to work unless she gets an adapter. It's not a cable situation. She needs a converter box that does some electronic work to change one kind of signal into another kind of signal. The analogy I used is you can send a component or a composite signal over a piece of coax. You can send an SDI signal over a piece of coax. You can send a signal from your cable box over a piece of coax. But just because all three of those cables are the same thing does not mean you can plug the end of that coax into the antenna jack or into the cable jack or into the composite jack. Only one of those signals is going to work in the same cable. So does that make sense that your computer, in this case the TriCaster, is expecting a component connection, not a RGB-HV connection. So that's it. So I hope that that answers some of your questions. If anyone has any other questions or comments, feel free to head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Remember, Trinity, like the Holy Trinity, and also the name of my oldest daughter. That may or may not have anything to do with it. Okay, yeah, it does. Then digital, not analog. We deal specifically with digital media. Trinity, digital, and then media.com/contact. And you can leave information for me on the show. Now, to answer Marvin's question, I'm about to press number 4 here. And I haven't set that up yet, so I'm going to click on it. And now I will press the transition button as soon as I say go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.